snow and rain showers with highs in the upper 30s. Chance of snow or rain tomorrow is 50%, and the clouds do stay around through tomorrow night with a 30% chance of snow showers with lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night. Monday's going to be partly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. If you like singer-songwriters, today is your day. I'm fascinated by singers and songwriters, and how someone that composes the music can also be the quintessential performer. And you know, you can take that genre and you can expand it in a lot of different ways. I mean, you know, just because Stevie Wonder plays electric keyboards, he's still a singer-songwriter. You know, so is Jimi Hendrix. Lots of rock and roll, lots of jazz, all kinds of different genres can fit under the umbrella of singer-songwriter. However, when I hear that phrase, it really brings to mind a solo voice and an acoustic guitar and how much can happen with just those two elements. So today's program is the quintessential singer-songwriter. There's something about a finger-picking guitar style, and when you get a certain dexterity on the guitar with a vocal delivery, it's just magic. And a lot of the guitar music and guitar playing that you're going to be hearing today was influenced by American blues. And one of my favorite American blues musicians is a man named Big Bill Brunzi. Big Bill Brunzi was born either in Arkansas or Mississippi in 1893, and he lived through 1958, and in the 50s, when American folk music was making such a big revival, he became an international star, and he had widespread influence. Not only were they listening to Big Bill Brunzi here in America, but over in the British Isles, they were listening to him too. And the blues had a signature stamp that it placed on all the rock and roll and a lot of the folk music being made in America and in England. So we're going to listen to a song by Big Bill Brunzi called Hey Hey from Trouble in Mind. And then we're going to hear a Scottish musician named Bert Jance. And you can hear the influence in the guitar styles. Let's start with Big Bill Brunzi. Thank you.
baby, hey. Hey, hey. Love you, baby, but I hate your dirty way. Love you, baby, but I hate your dirty way. Leave you this time, I'm going away to stay. Thank you.
Sorry if I failed you, for that I take the blame. And I'm sorry if I snubbed you, I hang my head in shame. But those people you call friends did you much more harm than good. I should have tried much harder to reach out when I could. When the children come to visit you, you break into a smile. You fill your heart with sunshine just for a little while. You made a model airplane to teach them how to fly. But when it crashed on the runway, they didn't ask the pilot why. I got the lady from Baltimore stuck on my mind, bringing back those high days when we would hang around. You play your guitar, but you never ever finished the song. Didn't matter then, I guess it doesn't matter now. Got the lady from Baltimore stuck on my mind, bringing back those high days when we would hang around. You play your guitar, but you never ever finished the song. Didn't matter then, and I guess it doesn't matter now. And I guess it doesn't matter now. I guess it doesn't matter now.
Bert Jantz. That song is called High Days, and that's from an album called The Black Swan. Bert Jantz is a Scottish musician, and you can hear his guitar style, how influenced he was by the American blues type of guitar playing. Bert Jantz is one of the most lyrical and gifted singer-songwriters that I know of. He was born in 1943. He's Scottish. He passed away in 2011, but before he died, he recorded an extensive catalog. Bert Jantz was one of the founding members of the folk band Pentangle. He's played with a lot of collaborations with different musicians. And you can certainly hear the influence. We started off with Big Bill Brunsey, Hey, Hey, Baby. You know, Big Bill Brunsey was born almost a half century before most of the musicians that we're going to be listening to today. In fact, all of the musicians that I'll be playing today were born in the 1940s. Big Bill Brunsey was born in 1893, and he copyrighted over 300 songs in his lifetime, a lot of them traditional blues songs, some of them his own compositions. But what an influential musician. Bert Jantz released the song called Black Cat Blues, which was the instrumental we heard after the Big Bill Brunsey song, on his Edge of a Dream recording in 2002. The album Black Swan was released in 2008. We're about to hear the title track. It's very curious because today's program is all about the quintessential version of singer-songwriters, where you've got a solo singer with their acoustic guitar. And it's interesting because the subject matter can vary quite a bit. And this song called Black Swan, I was just captivated by the hypnotic nature of the guitar riff. And then when I started to focus on the lyrics, it's a sci-fi ballad about a giant starship flying for millions and trillions of miles through the blackness of space, like a black swan. An amazing song by Burt Jantz. And after that, we're going to hear another song by him called Black Waterside, which is a really groundbreaking instrumental type of song. And the curious thing about Black Waterside is it was recorded by Led Zeppelin on their first album with Jimmy Page doing his version of Burt Jantz's interpretation. So let's hear two songs by Burt Jantz. We'll start with Black Swan.
Traveling on space highway, three long years to this day, a billion million trillion miles, home is a long, long way away. From bow to stern, she's 20 miles long, 10 miles high and wide. A beautiful swan in a silent sea, in the water to slow her down. Sometimes it seems we're motionless, caught between time and space. Other times star systems rush headlong by, stallions will burst when the rain. No earthly sound can penetrate this blackened air's void. Only thoughts and dreams of the unborn and dead will your body and fill your mind. Like a lull before the storm, and people they shop at the marketplace. ship knows ever, ever on. If ever we come to our promised land, gotta take the shuttlecraft, for the black swan never ever comes to rest, never stops to say
morning fair, height of the air, down by Blackwater side. 'Twas a gazing off all around me, the Irish lad I spied. All through the far part of the night, we lay in sport and a play, till this young man arose and the gallery's close, saying farewell to that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the grandmother's garden. Go home and weep your fill, and think on your own morning fair. I took the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing out all around me, the Irish let us.
Bert Chance, singer, songwriter, Scottish musician. We just heard Black Swan. That's the title track from an album released in 2008. And then that last track was called Blackwater Side, Bert Chance. There's another Scottish musician who you're familiar with probably, also born in the 40s. In 1946, Donovan was born. He released his second album in 1965. And once again, you know, it's a solo singer and an acoustic guitar. And there's that certain finger-picking style. Bert Jance is a master of that style. There's something about the way he just gets a rhythm and a hypnotic thing going on the acoustic guitar. So Donovan has a very similar type of guitar style. He was only 19 years old in 1965 when he released his second album called Fairy Tale. We're going to hear two songs from Donovan. Let's start with Candyman.
Been and gone, my candy man, he's been and gone, my candy man, he's been and gone, and I love everything in this God Almighty world, God knows I do. Peppermint stick, I got a little brass band, I got a peppermint stick, I got a little brass band, I got a peppermint stick, I got a little brass band, and I'm a-going down to the gate to scorn the Candyman stand. Run, fetch a pitcher, get the babies in the beer. Run, fetch a pitcher, get the babies in the beer. Run, fetch a pitcher, get the babies in the beer. Run, fetch a pitcher, get the babies in the beer. Run, fetch a pitcher, get the babies in the beer. Run, fetch a pitcher, get the babies in the beer. 'Cause I love everything in this God Almighty world, God knows I do. My candy man, and his name was John. My candy man, he's Morocco bound. And I'd give everything in this God Almighty world to bring my candy man home. Black skin man, give me bad deal. Oh, black skin man, give me bad deal. Oh, black skin man, give me bad deal. And I'd give everything in this God Almighty world to bring my candy man home.
Run, fetch, pitch, get candy beer. 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 I love everything in this God Almighty world. God knows I do. Candy man, I love the man. Yeah, I'm a candy man. He gets me high. My candy man, yeah, I love the man. And I'd give everything in this God Almighty world to bring my candy man home.
Tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday. In the tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday.
Donovan, from his second album called Fairy Tale, Jersey Thursday, and right before that, Candyman. And you can hear what I'm talking about with that finger-picking guitar style. There's something magical going on. The way that the blues styles of the American blues musicians, Big Bill Brunsey, Robert Johnson, how it spread and affected an entire generation of musicians. That finger-picking style. Paul Simon is an American musician, also born in the 40s in 1941 out in Queens. And before he became so famous with Simon and Garfunkel, he traveled to England, and he played and traveled around and learned a lot of guitar style, this kind of finger-picking guitar style that I'm focusing on today. And on the Simon and Garfunkel album, Sounds of Silence, he records an instrumental song called Angie. He recorded that in 1965. That's the same year that Donovan recorded the Fairy Tale album. So we're going to listen to Angie. It's curious because on the cover, on the LP, this is vinyl if you can't tell from the scratches. On the cover of The Sounds of Silence, it credits Angie to a man named Davy Graham, a British singer-songwriter. But on the actual LP label, it credits the song to Bert Jantz, who we just heard a little while in our program. So you're going to hear that guitar style as interpreted by Paul Simon on the song Angie. And then we're going to skip ahead a couple of years to Paul Simon's solo career, and we're going to hear a song that he's recorded in 1972. Let's start with that guitar instrumental. This is Angie. Thank you. peace like a river. Paul Simon. That's from the album of the same name, a solo recording he made in 1972. And we started out with an instrumental called Angie by Bert Jance, recorded by Paul Simon on the Simon and Garfunkel Sounds of Silence album. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. And will you play your guitar? Will you sing for me? Oh my God, there's just something so magical when it's done right. A solo voice and an acoustic guitar. Astounding. The depth that the next musician brings to his music. We're going to stay in 1972, but we're going back to England. We're going to be listening to a British singer-songwriter named Nick Drake. We're going to hear some songs from his third and final album, also recorded in 1972, the same year that Paul Simon is recording this Peace Like a River album. The album is called Pink Moon. Nick Drake, there's something astounding about the music that he creates with just his voice and guitar. It's so rich. It seems like there's so many ideas going on, so many different melodies, so many different rhythms. The way that Bert Jance could spin the guitar into this like hypnotic motive thing that Bert Jance had, the ability to finger pick, the way that Paul Simon emulates that sound. And then the style of Nick Drake, he's a genius. He died young. He was only 26 years old. And he died in 1974 at his parents' home. So right before he died in 1972, he recorded his final and third album called Pink Moon. This is Nick Drake.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink Moon, then I get you all. It's a pink moon. Yeah, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. Shining if you really wonder, I can see the moon and it seems so clear.
You can take a road that takes you to the stars. Now I can take a road that'll see me through. I can take a road that'll see me through. Please beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see while you're time away. And once you've seen what they've been to, and the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Look around, you find the ground is not so far from where you are. Don't be too wise. For down below they never grow, they're always tired, and charms are hired from out of their eyes. Never a surprise. Take your time and you'll be fine. Say a prayer for people there who live on the throne. If you see what's meant to be, don't name the day or try to say it happened before. Don't be shy, you learn to fly and see the sun and day is done. If only you see just what you are beneath a star that came to say one rainy day, an autumn for free. Just be what you be. Please beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see you while you're time away. And once you've seen what they have been to, when the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Open up a broken cup with goodly sin, sunshine in. Yes, that's the day. And open wide the hymns you hide, you find renown where people fall. Things that you say. Say what you say about the farmers and the fun and the things behind the sun. Everything's been said. The movement in your brain,
There's a man who's been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to a schooner, and he treats her like a queen, bearing beads from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor, he has kissed her with his freedom, he has heard her off to starboard in the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds, while she was busy being free. There's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name, and he hopes her heart can hear. 3,000 miles he calls again. He can think of her beside him, he can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest, while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree, while she was somewhere being free. There's a man who sent a letter and he's waiting for reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, "Wish you were beside me, we can make it if we try." Seen her at the office with her name on all his papers. Through the sharing of the profits, he will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's so busy being free. There's a lady city, and she thinks she loves them all. There's the one who's thinking of her, there's the one who sometimes calls, there's the one who writes her letters with his facts and figures scrawled. She has brought them to her senses, they have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity. For eternity. And she's so busy being free. There's a man who sends her medals, he is bleeding from the war. There's a jouster and a jester and a man who owns a store. There's a drummer and a dreamer, and you know there may be more. She will love them when she sees them, they will lose her if they follow, and she only means to please them. And her heart is full and hollow like a cactus tree, while she's so busy being free. Like a cactus tree.
Joni Mitchell, Song to a Seagull. That's her first album, and that song is called Cactus Tree. And it's a quintessential acoustic guitar and singer. The solo voice and the acoustic guitar, the combination together from the British musician Nick Drake. We heard some songs from his third album called Pink Moon. We started Nick Drake with Pink Moon, and we heard a song called Road, and then we heard Things Behind the Sun. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. solo voice and acoustic guitar. We started the program with a blues number by the American singer-songwriter Big Bill Brunzi. Let's hear Eric Clapton's version of that same song from his 1992 Live Unplugged album. This is Eric Clapton singing Hey, Hey, Babe by Big Bill Brunzi.
Hey, 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 baby, hey. Hey, 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 baby, hey. I love you, baby, sure ain't gonna be your dog.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed today's program, Singer-Songwriters in Their Natural Acoustic Environment. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a couple of seconds.